Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios in beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. Good to talk with you today. The Grilling Guys, we're going to be doing a couple things today that are near and dear to my heart. And Barbecue Bob has put a show plan together for us, and we got a crazy little lineup today. Looks like a little bit of fun.
Hey, thanks, Jop, and welcome to the smokiest hour of radio on the airwaves in North America, that is. I don't know what they do in South America.
Right. Well, we're not there yet, but when we are, they'll be listening to barbecue on Saturday mornings, right?
Yeah. A little chimichurri.
Right.
Yeah, so thanks. It's going to be a good show. We're going to do a little fusion because it's walleye opener. Jop wanted to do the walleye opener because he's already planning his walleye trips, son of a gun. Yep. And I don't have one planned yet. And of course, Cinco de Mayo comes up next week, and that's always a fun one for people in the U.S.
Right.
Apparently in Mexico, not so much.
Right. That's an American holiday.
Cinco de Mayo.
Right, yeah, right. Yeah, the 5th of May comes once a year. It's kind of like St. Paddy's Day.
Oh, it does? It comes once a year?
Right,
that's
right.
Brilliant.
But where I'm at, it's like St. Paddy's Day or those other where you are an adopted nationality. For a day, and you go enjoy the festivities and the fun that are around that. So the Cinco de Mayo is a week from tomorrow, right, on the 5th of May. So we're going to get a jump on it today. We might talk about some I've got some guacamoles and some salsas that
Good.
I wanted to talk a little bit about.
Well, I wanted to bring this stuff in because, you know, to do it the day of is kind of late to get your shopping done.
Yes, it is.
And, you know, a true grilling guy really loves to do his shopping. I get these people that say, oh, you know, my meal comes to me in the mail. I don't even have to go shopping. Every day a box shows up. Well, that's okay. You know, if you live in a condo and your biggest concern is, you know, finding a place for your dog to poop down on the concrete,
right,
then that's probably a good way to get your food. But for a real grilling guy who has real grills on the deck, you're going to go and you're going to pick through all the stuff and you're going to be discerning.
Right.
Right?
Right. So let's knock this
word of the day.
Right. Before I get into these salsas and guacs, let's knock out this this walleye thing. We're going to talk to Captain Ken later in the show, but I wanted to talk about, because when I started preparing, like you said, for this walleye show and the walleye trip, I went to the freezer and I had some from last year.
Oh, perfect. Right? Wow, lucky
and,
you.
Yeah, I had some left.
How'd that happen?
Right. So I get it out, and it's like, do I really want to mess around with the deep fryer and a bunch of a pool of oil, or do I want to pan fry these things, or do I want to just broil them? You know, like they could. And I ended up pan frying them. Bob is—
Too easy.
Well, it is, and the thing is you get the big cast iron out.
Oh, you wanted to use your Dutch oven.
I did not. But I used a, you know, I was fortunate enough. We had 10 fillets that were frozen in this pack. Great eaters, probably around 18, 20-inch longs, you know, that you could see the fillets.
Those
just
like the ones you gave me from your trip with Captain Ken?
Right, yes.
I'm so glad I ate those when I did. Because as it turns out, my freezer
puked,
and I lost
everything. You lost them, yeah. So anyway, but just put them in some canola oil, right, in there, and got it up to about 350 with that cast iron. And then the Captain Ken, which, again, we'll talk to later in the show, taught me that when you're deep frying fish, put them in a pan of ice water and let the fillets get as, not
tight.
Freezing, but they tighten up.
Tight.
And then you dredge them in your batter and you throw them in there, and that coldness of the fish on the inside and the heat of the oil on the outside makes your batter crispier when it hits the fryer. There's that transition of cold to hot, and you cook them long enough, obviously, to get the fish done on the inside, and it's good. It's not rocket science, but that little tip there of putting that ice-cold fish in the batter and immediately into the pan It really makes a difference, that batter. I just like crunchy batter, and I don't it burnt.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm not a big batter guy. I want the fish to do the work.
Yeah.
And it's just a real light cornmeal batter is what I ended up using. But nice. Good. It turned out great. And I was
– Yeah, what's the brand again?
Andes, A-N-D-E-S.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Right, yep. And you can get that at any – pretty much any store. It comes in a bag, a little plastic bag. And they've got a red and they've got a yellow. And I use the red, and the only difference is it's got a little spicy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep, exactly.
That's a good, simple way to
differentiate
it.
Yeah.
I after the show last week, I hopped on Allegiant and shot down to Punta Gorda again. And had a nice little 5-day getaway. And of course, my brother Mike lives there and his wife. And they're in a place called Burnt Storm Marina.
Okay.
And it's right on the water. It's a gorgeous place. I couldn't afford to live there, but I love visiting.
Right.
Driving his GT Mustang convertible around. It's a tough vacation.
Right.
So I said, okay, you're putting us up again. I'm gonna make you a meal, and I want some fresh fish. So he said, okay, well, there's a great fish market right by the cigar store. Well, so I'm like, great.
You only have to park the car once.
Oh, right? Yeah, it was perfect. So I go into this fish store, and it is it's about what you'd expect in, like, you name it anywhere where it's going to be nondescript. It's the best kept secret. Parking lot's full of cars, but the outside doesn't even look like a store, you know?
I see.
But you go inside, and it's like Sobe Meats. There's this giant case full of every kind of fish you could imagine, and they're practically flopping. They came in the night before, and they're whole.
Okay.
So there's a sign on it, red snapper, grouper, everything right on down to mackerel and several types of mackerel. So I picked up a nice grouper. They dressed it out the way I wanted them to, which is basically filleted it, because I was going to fry it when I got back to their house, because my wife loves fried fish, right?
Right.
No matter what I want to do, I'm trying to make her happy with the meal thing.
Happy life, baby.
I can make my own style whenever I want. But while I'm in this place, it's just packed, and there was this conversation going on, this man and woman, and they were from Trinidad. And I just wormed my way into the conversation, because the guy had obviously a bunch of fish knowledge. Now, he's from Trinidad, which is by Tobago. It's two islands down off of South America. And if you take a cruise to, like, Barbados or whatever, you might stop at Trinidad. But he was ordering mackerel, and that was $1.99 a pound. Now, when we go fishing down there in California, we're mad when we get a mack attack, because the mackerel just take all your bait, and in my opinion, they're not the fish I want to eat. He tried to change my mind desperately. The cool thing is, though, these people that grew up around all this stuff, he was talking about, you know, they don't fillet, so they don't mind the bones, because when they cut it in half and put it skin side down on the grill and prepare it, the bones are going to lift right out of there.
Okay.
And he said they actually take those bones and they suck on the ends of the bones and they get a lot of nutrients out of there. I mean, it, just a different culture, you know, and just
right.
A fascinating conversation. The guy paying $1.99 a pound for his fish.
Right. And was happy to
wealth
do it.
Wealth of knowledge.
Excited about it.
Yeah.
And your grouper, I bet, was more than $1.99.
That was only $7.99 fresh.
Right.
But got a bunch of fresh shrimp and oysters, and I love going to Florida, man.
Yeah.
I can see it in my future.
Yeah, right. We'll be visiting Barbecue Bob, and it'll be a whole new world down there when those guys roll out.
Wreck them.
Right. but anyway, so coming up in the show, we've got a guy spring has sprung here in Michigan, and I don't know about where you are, but that brings on boating season here. We got water everywhere. So we're going to talk to a guy about maybe the right kind of walleye boat that you want to fish in.
That's right. The land of 11,000 lakes. That's Michigan.
Right. Yeah. Kind of cool. But anyway, you're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.